The other thing about Windmill Beach, which was interesting, was it was right at the fence line for Cuba. And I remember one episode, we came down as a family. We had just gotten out of the van, and a Marine, fully armored, rushed over and grabbed us and brought us behind a cinder block wall. And we asked him what was going on, and he said, there's a Cuban that has crossed the fence line and is trying to work his way here through the minefield. And the Cubans on the other side are taking pot shots, and sometimes the Browns are coming up on the beach. So we want you to stay here for a while until it settles down. So that was life at the beach in Cuba. One of the pictures that I found as we were searching for memorabilia for this project was me dressed as a clown. And the story behind that is we were having a family base day at the Navy Exchange in the Navy Exchange parking lot, where we had the fire trucks and the tank and the Coast Guard helicopter and all sorts of, you know, demonstrations and displays going on. And my staff had convinced me to dress as a clown to participate with the kids. And so I was out there in my clown makeup and everything, and the Coast Guard had gotten notified that there was going to be a rescue at sea, and they needed to get the helicopter and launch it and get on with their mission. So having heard this, I went out into the parking lot where the helicopter was, and I tried to clear the crowds away in my clown suit. And it wasn't working. People just kind of stared at me like, what? And realizing that I probably didn't look too authoritative in a clown suit, I pulled off my rubber nose and my fright wig, introduced myself as Commander Milheim, and said, we need to launch the helicopter. It's got a mission. Please move back. And then the crowd understood. But it was a little bit embarrassing and quite humorous at the time. We did have a situation one day where the migrants, a group of them, left one of the encampments. And the rules of engagement then were the Air Force personnel responsible for the compounds that were housing the migrants were not allowed to use physical force. So if the migrants pushed past them, they had to let them push past. The only authorized personnel on the base to use physical force was the Marine detachment, which you all know from the movie. So it's Saturday, and I'm down having a cup of coffee in the atrium, and this Marine comes huffing and puffing on in and says that we've got a camp outbreak, and they're moving from the camp, which was located, I believe, near the golf course, coming towards us at the Navy Exchange. So we had discussed this with my staff about a week earlier, and not going into detail, we basically were able to evacuate everybody out of the exchange, take anything that was throwable in the atrium and move it inside so it couldn't be used as a projectile, and bag up all the cash and move it to the other side of the island within about, not more than 10 minutes, probably less than that. But it went off really well. So as the line approached what was the McDonald's at that time, which was at the corner of the exchange parking lot, the Marines were able to get into position, and the first bayonet pricked one of the migrants and the little blood flew, and then that's where the line stopped, because they now were in place. But they stayed there for 3 days. They would not go back to the camp. And finally, I believe the decision was, well, they can have water, but they can't have food. If they want food, they have to go back to the camp. And eventually, after 3 days, the barge was a frustration for a lot of people. And I saw it as an opportunity to have some fun. So I told my staff that we're going to make fun of it. We're not going to, you know, go and put a blame on the barge. It is what it is. And I had them come up with a T-shirt, which in very large letters on the front of the T-shirt, it said, "It's on the barge." And that was just a tremendous hit. People were buying those, sending them home, photographing themselves. And it became more of a lifestyle that, yeah, we know it's on the barge, okay, rather than an admonition that, you know, it's messed up. But we kind of changed the culture a little bit at that point with that one item of recognition that, yeah, it's on the barge.